Oh, that's awesome.
Welcome to the next chapter. We've reached a milestone here at the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. 100 episodes of uncovering hidden gems, sharing the stories behind the greatest songs you never heard, and listening to the hum of Chris's air conditioner. Today,
I turned it off.
I know. Today we launch our next 100 episodes, and we're excited to continue this journey with you, our listener. Welcome to the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. Chris Cochran on the other side, myself, Phil Anderson, and this seems, Chris, a little...
On the other side?
Yeah, you're on the other side.
Am I? You sound like I'm dead and coming back from the grave to do a podcast with you.
I didn't say on the other side of what. It wasn't me last week that mentioned Ill Will of the Dead of George Harrison. I'm saying
I love this song.
The other side of the nation. Okay. All right. My good friend, Chris Cochran. A little daunting, isn't it, Chris? We're starting on episode 101 as we move forward through another trajectory.
Absolutely. And for those who are just joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you.
Why?
And go back and listen to the old episodes. Number two, neither one of us, when we come to this program, well, I shouldn't say neither one of us doesn't know what the song is going to be, and we have no clue what we're going to listen to, and we decide this is a song that most people would never have heard, but I think it's one of the greatest songs ever, whether it's Phil or me. Today, I happen to have a song for Phil that I feel is one of the greatest songs that no one's ever heard.
That's true. And, last week's episode, episode 100, was the longest episode to date. Because
of any podcast ever.
Well, not quite, because there's still Joe Rogan will beat that every time.
Oh, that's true.
But the longest that we've ever done, because we both brought a song to the table, while Chris brought two, because he always tries to one-up me, but that's cool. It's his brainchild. And so we're going to get back to our normal model of somewhere between 15 and 25 minutes. And Chris has got a song today that he's going to share with us. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you if you, because I didn't bring this up last week on account of we were looking, we had some time. I did talk about that one Beatles podcast and you brought one up, but have you heard the one where everyone knows your name? Have you heard that podcast yet?
No.
Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson have a podcast where everyone knows your name. That's from the Cheers theme song, Chris. Where everyone knows your name.
Yep.
Anyway, it's kind of a fun one. They're very new to what they're doing. And you can tell at the front end because they just didn't know quite how to do it. Will Arnett was
our
first guest. And
it's
pretty good. It makes me laugh.
And I'll have to check it out. I recently flew to Europe, and right before I landed, I was just looking for something to kill time, and I found the new Frasier.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
No, the new Frasier series that's on, I don't know, Hulu or whatever it is.
Yep.
And so I watched the first episode, and somebody says, how does it feel to be back in Boston? And Frasier says, well, I don't feel like the first time I was here, I was my best self. I spent way too much time at a specific bar. And then he just keeps talking and he never references Cheers or anything, but I'm like, this is such a great reference.
Well, and by the way, they talk because Will Arnett was such a huge Cheers fan that he kept wanting to go there. He's like, I know I'm not supposed to do this because Will Arnett's probably one of the 10 top podcasts right now going with SmartLess.
Yeah.
But it's so good because they're all just kind of down to earth. And Woody Harrelson's actually very smart. Just doesn't sound very smart. But
No, he's really wicked smart.
Yeah, you know, so we've revamped. We're actually watching Frasier again and Cheers again to go along with Monk, but
really liked the new one, by the way. If you check it out, really liked it a lot.
Yep. We'll do that one. So we got off a little off topic a little bit.
All right.
But now
I got a song for you today, Phil.
Yes. This is to kick off the new 100. Come on now.
And this song is going to be followed not only by a little bit on the song itself, but by a bit of rant on my side about the podcast industry and podcasting as it's turned out in the year of our Lord 2024. It's changed a lot over the years, and I sound like a curmudgeonly old man who says, get off my lawn.
Well, I know
but there's some changes that I've just make me angry.
I know what radio show you listen to over there of the year of our Lord. There's a talk show host that opens every show with the date in 2024 of the year of our Lord.
Oh, yeah. Who says that?
His name's Tom something or other. I'll have to find it. I'll let you know before the end of the show.
That's not Tom Likas.
No. He's kicked. Okay. He's no longer friends of mine.
I used to say that at the opening of the CarCast way back in the early 2000s. So.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Well, start your rant then.
Well, okay. So certain podcasts, well, I can't. I have to actually, we got to play the song first and then I can do my rant. How does that sound?
Well, I'm only driving this show. I'm
and I don't have any lyrics for you on purpose. So
okay,
you'll understand. Hit it.
بهلا السوار الله الله يا جبار تتلطف بحل الثوار الله الله يا جبار تتلطف بحل الثوار الله الله يا جبار تتلطف بحل الثوار
Here's the thing. I love that song so much I wanted to hear it again. I forgot to take the loop off, but could you tell? This song I really like a lot. I got to tell you something. There is a part of this song I struggle with because I was having trouble finding the beat. I think I finally got it towards the end because it was hard for me to just find it was hard to find the backbeat, Chris. Can I just say something? Because last week I talked about some statistics and I want to reference one that I didn't mention, which is the longest song. So the longest song that you brought to the table in the first 100 was 7 minutes and 31 seconds from the referenced band last week, 77.
That is not true.
You had a longer song?
Yep.
Oh, longer than 7 minutes and 31 seconds?
I did.
Oh, what was it?
It's 10 minutes and 19 seconds long.
Oh.
Called Coloratura from Coldplay.
Oh, I missed that one. Well, then I've got the number two, which was a Rusted Roots song, 8 minutes and 47 seconds. So I'm guessing this one isn't 10 minutes, but this one seemed like it went a little while, 5-6 minutes?
6 minutes, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to blow both of those out of the water here in probably about a month. I am ready to bring this song to the table.
You can't bring a concerto from 1720. We've heard it.
17-minute song. It's going to...
Wow.
No, but that one I will preface at the time. It's a whole to-do. Chris, I love this song.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
I was afraid this could be the first one you'd be like, I hate this song.
No, no. I'm going to... Can you... I want you to listen to about a minute of a song.
Okay.
Tell me what you think, because this is what the song you brought made me think of this song.
Okay. It's the same song I brought, Phil.
Do you see the similarities? Now I'll play the one that I want.
Number 9.
I really love this.
Oh, I can see the similarity for sure.
One, two, one, two, three, five.
Oh. Yeah. How have you not brought this song yet? Who is that?
Oops. Sorry, Jamie Cullum.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and we've already done mixtape.
Yeah.
And this song, I because of the song that you brought, really reminded me of this song. And I wish I knew what that instrument was that Jamie Cullum played or had in his band playing. But this is such a, oh man, this song is all over the place. The Jamie Cullum tune. But I just had to play a little bit of that. By the way,
it does remind me of that.
I had to go and upload that off the whole thing during the course. So I'm glad your song was 6 minutes.
So let me give you my rant. I want to hear what you think about the song.
I really like it.
Yeah. Any specifics about the song? What do you think the song's called?
I have no clue. Is that what it's called? I have no clue because I have no clue.
So this song is called Ya Mahala.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
From a group called Acid Arab.
Really?
Yes. And Acid Arab is a French-Algerian collective who actually do all of the music, and then they get other people to come in and sing on all their songs. And this is from an album that's only a year old, from 2023. And the album's called Toi, but it's the Arabic letter for Toi, like three.
Okay.
Because it's their third album.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Undu Toi, Fatang, Sise, Swinufi. Like, the Undu Toi. So
it's just Toi. Okay, got it.
So it's three.
Yeah. And then what year?
2023.
Oh, 2023. Okay.
Yeah. The singer is a Syrian singer named Wael Alkak. And what's interesting about this is I'll tell you about how I heard it in a second, but he actually is he's praising people who are seeking freedom within the Arab world. And so the words that he's saying are things like, what a beautiful world, freedom. I salute the Arab people. What a beautiful world, freedom. I salute the Arab revolutionaries. And it's a song about how great the world is and how we should be seeking peace in all of our things. And the funny thing is, the first time I heard this song, it was 3 a.m. and I had to leave my house in Little Falls to go to Jamaica. And I jumped in my car to get to the airport, an early flight to the airport, because I live an hour and 10 minutes away from the airport. And there's a podcasts that I've been listening to since the very earliest days of podcasting. The first podcast I ever subscribed to was called Daily Source Code with Adam Curry. And maybe the second or third podcast was called the KEXP Song of the Day.
KEXP. There's a shout out for the past.
Yes. And what makes me angry is that KEXP Song of the Day was one of the very first podcasts. Before anybody knew what podcast was, they were doing this podcast. We did a song on the show called People Get Ready from The Frames.
Yeah,
I discovered that song on KEXP Song of the Day. The Anna Tahua song, the 1977 song, that was from KEXP Song of the Day. I have found so many great songs over the years from KEXP Song of the Day. And all it is every day. There's just a song. There's no introduction. There's no nothing. It's just a song. And if you go to the website, there's a write-up. It has been the same for 20 years.
Is it still going?
No.
Okay. It's
no because longer. Those dumb mother effers.
Ah, here's the rant. Okay. I'm going to turn off my mic.
Those dumb pieces of garbage at KEXP decided that as podcasting has quote unquote changed, we should change the format of this show too. And what they turned it into is two whiny little millennial or Gen Z girls who sound like garbage and shouldn't be on the radio anyway, but they got out of college and someone gave them a job and they like talk about, you know, what I think is blah, blah, blah. And it's literally a 2 hour long podcast now every week. Where they play a bunch of songs from a bunch of random, I used to be the first thing I would listen to when I would run is KEXP song, one song, then my podcasts. It would get me into the mood for running. It was always something new. Sometimes I liked the song, sometimes I didn't like the song, but it was something new every day. And I can't listen to it now because it's not the same. It's just a completely different show. And instead of them saying, hey, we're going to stop doing this, they literally go, we're going to change the format slightly. And it turned it into a flaming pile of poo. And I unsubscribed and I'll never go back to it now.
So this is one of the tough things when you're looking for ratings in a sense, right?
Yeah.
Do you keep doing what you're doing and know that there's a base who absolutely loves it 100% for you, right?
Yep.
And we'll be that raving fan, but the numbers could be better if you went to a different demo. Church is dealing with this all the time because they always want the families, right? And
right.
But they end up kind of isolating the older demo. There's gotta be a way to do both, right? Churches should figure that out. But in this, what you're talking about, I'll tell you, we listen to some podcasts every day and they have this one commercial or whatever. Hey, I'm like, oh, hell no. And I'm hitting that 15-second thing. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard. And I'm like, who likes that stuff? It's so interesting that you said that, right? And by the way, our podcast, we're non-religious, non-political, but in essence, we've kind of dabbed our toe into the religious, you know, some of the songs with the lyrics lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, I think, is a little, God, it's not politically driven, but it sounds just like this millennial thing. It's like, oh my gosh, stop, just stop. Do your podcast.
Yes.
Because, by the way, how hard is it to have that one song a day? All you do is put it out there. And in essence, that's what our Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast, the playlist, is just that without us.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's our mixtape from this podcast. You mentioned a couple songs you've brought to our show. I brought the Rusted Roots song from a mountain disc. What did they used to call that?
The mountain.
They used to
KMTT.
Right. Yeah. KMTT used to have a CD they would put out, which I always loved those. They're hard to get. And the music, not all of it I like, but man, there's a couple that were really good. It's interesting. I don't know what made me think of this. Because you said something, but about a podcast you were listening to. I've been listening to Jordan Harbinger, and he had a guy named Blake Eastman on.
Does he bring bad news? Sorry, couldn't resist.
Maybe we should start doing a dad joke every episode. That'll be a way of getting rid of listeners.
Bad joke of the day.
The bad dad joke of the day. And there's that one. We have a new thing to do. That's right. It's tradition now. But
after episode 101.
That's right. Can machines read people better than humans is the episode. He had this guy named Blake Eastman. But it's really interesting because he was talking about cultures and everything like this. And he said he's Russian. And when he, well, I'm.
Second bad dad joke of the day. Why is he in such a hurry?
See, whenever you introduce a new thing, a new tradition, you have to go heavy on that first one.
Okay. Okay. So, you got, I'm in. So, I can do that all day long.
Yeah. We've got a heavy flow of bad dad jokes now. Sorry. He said when they got McDonald's in Russia for the first time, there was rumor that the person behind the counter would smile when they asked what would you like. And he said that's what they went to that Russian McDonald's, not for the food. Well, they heard about the food too, but they went to see, can I help you? And she would smile. And the question was, well, why is that a big deal? And people don't smile in Russia.
Right.
So when they were trained at McDonald's, they were trained, you smile when you say that. And it just is so interesting. The you had said something earlier in this episode, and I thought made me think of that, which I thought was a decent point. But now I don't know why. But
it was just so we could get to the dad joke of the day.
Did I mention I had COVID 3 years ago?
You did.
All this to say, I really like this song. And
cool.
I think, Chris, if I might be bold enough to say, not only was this one of the greatest songs I've never heard.
Mm-hmm.
But may I possibly say we have just replaced the KEXP song of the day.
Yes.
With our own greatest song you never heard.
Yes.
And we only have whatever 94 songs on that playlist, but you'll get one with every episode. Mm. Well, mostly every episode. And there's nothing wrong with that. It won't be every day. Sorry, guys.
Right. Well, and you know, it's funny about this song is, like I said, the first time I listened to it, it's 3 a.m.
Right.
And you know, all those awesome scenes in Miami Vice where they would have like a scene where Don Johnson was like forlorn about some woman that he was in love with, but she shafted him. And so he's in his spider driving down the freeway at 110 miles an hour. And there's a song playing in the background. That's what this moment felt like when I heard this song.
Right.
I listened to this song 6 times in a row on repeat.
Really? Because
I was like that enamored with it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that, just so for those who don't know, and I happen to, Chris had to get up at 3 a.m. and then he spent like a day and a half in Atlanta airport.
That's true.
It would probably seem like a day and a half. It just to go really from point A to point B down to Kingston from New York. What is it? 5, 6.
It should be four hours top.
And yet.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway,
yep.
Yeah. I would have probably considered that when you were choosing to accept this job proposal from them, but that's just me.
I should have.
With that said, thank you for bringing this. This is a really good kickoff. This is just,
by the way, a new statistic too, by the way, I believe that I'm the only one of us who brought 2 foreign language songs to the table.
Nope.
You did bring a song from Linda Ronstadt.
Yep.
That was in Spanish.
Well, that would,
that's
be,
not the same.
That would be a foreign language, Chris.
Well, yes, but it's not the same because Linda Ronstadt not singing in a native language. She's just making stuff up and pretending to sound like she speaks Spanish.
So we're going to go ahead and have our listeners go ahead and hit that back 15 2 times, and you will hear Chris Cochran just say, I'm the only one who brought a foreign song. Maybe you said I brought 2 foreign songs. I'll have to bring one to catch up to you.
There you go. There you go.
With that said,
where can people find us, Phil?
Facebook. Twitter, Twitter, X Twitter, is GSYNH. Yep, got that right without even looking. Yep. And of course, the greatest song you never heard.com is our illustrious website, which I understand, rumor has it, there's going to be some changes to the website to kind of make it more, you know, relevant to us.
Like the placeholder words we're going to take out?
Yeah, those. I looked at that. I'm like, well, that couldn't have been Chris who wrote that.
AI wrote it.
I don't even think AI wrote it. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
True.
With that said, next time we will let Chris say all that stuff, but we are so glad you are here and listening to us, and we'll see you next week on The Greatest Song You Never Heard.